Testicle check 1 2 1 2.
A microphone testicle checking 1 2 1 2. Alrighty. Feel free to welcome the audience back to another episode of.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, welcome to episode 7. Episodas took like a 7-week break, but we're back.
Hey, phones away in class, by the way.
Yeah, my bees.
Fucking A. I feel like I'm a teacher. I got to tell you, phones away.
Yep.
Don't make me a teacher. Don't make me one of those, because we shit on the teachers last episode, or every episode we shit on teachers.
Yeah.
So don't make me one.
Except for Goggins. He's the greatest teacher of them all.
We are going to talk Goggies. We'll get to Goggies in a bit.
Yes, we will.
I got a little makeshift microphone going on here because it's little tech difficulties. I snapped it. So it's kind of like on a weird tilt. But there's nothing wrong with a tilt, right?
Nothing wrong with a little tilt.
Sometimes people have a tilt.
A little tilted towers?
Tilted towers are like the Leaning Tower of Za. The Leaning Tower of Pizza. Before we get rolling into the conversations and banters, there's still merch, and if you're listening to this episode because I'm like lazy, I still haven't taken the 25% discount code off the full website, so you can actually still get the merch, the sodas, caps, and everything else for 20-25% off, I think it is. So if you're listening to this podcast, go over there and just enjoy the hell out of that sale. Did you get yours?
No, because it got stolen off your property. Yeah,
so that's another thing. We're going to... A new merch drop. I didn't really promote it much yet. I mentioned it on the pod. We mentioned it on the pod. It's not that deep. So it's a black tee and a white tee. There's black and white. And at the top, it says, it's not that deep, period. It's embroidery, I believe it's called.
Embroidered.
It's stitched in. Yeah, it's stitched in. It's the highest quality drop of anything that we've done, or that I've dropped. We're going to start pushing it. I wanted to actually wear it on this episode so I could promote it. But I ordered us samples, and... When I was in Newfoundland, someone came up to my porch and just swiped it. Little thief. And it's gone. So, yeah. Sorry.
Whatever. Sorry. At least they're promoting it. They're promoting it right now.
Yeah. Think about it. So, there's someone out there repping the merch in this world that is not us, but someone.
That's unreleased.
It's the first official drop of in the shirts of It's Not That Deep is being worn by maybe a homeless man. So yeah, so sorry about that, but that's available. Here's a picture of it. You can buy that too. And there, the meaning behind it. You want to, what is It's Not That Deep for you? Like, what does that mean for you? You say it a lot.
Okay. Something that's not deep would be like,
use it in a sentence.
Would be like getting like a C on a test. Like, it's not that deep. Like, you're okay. Like, if you get a C on a test, like, you're going to be fine. Like, I don't like when people get like super upset over that stuff. Like, it's not that deep. Like, you're going to be fine. You're going to get out of the school. Yeah. You're going to get graduate. You're going to be all right.
That's essentially,
like, it'd be deep if you like failed like consistently.
Yeah. That's essentially the
C isn't even a fail.
But like the message behind it is that like, It's never that deep.
Don't need to worry. Like, there's things that are gonna happen.
Yeah.
That, like, when you look back on it, it's like funny. So just like realize, like, it's not that deep.
It's kind of like a mindset to look at life. It's the most serious like drop message that I've kind of like gotten behind here on, like, since I've started doing video. But it's kind of like the way I liked it so much, because it's kind of the way I live. Like, don't try so hard, or like, it's not that serious. It's not that deep. Like, anything that happens, like, don't take it too seriously. Like, don't get so down about it. Like, if you have a, like in sports, if you have a bad game, it's not that serious. Just go play good the next game. Like, go learn from it. Don't get like, and it's just life. It's just another, like, it's a game in life, you know? Like, there are like hardships in life, shit that happens or like doesn't bounce your way, but it's not that deep. It's not that serious. Don't take life so seriously that you're just always in a bad mood or looking for things to get offended by, like, whatever, the list goes on. But
just go make some money.
Being that it's not that deep. And that's why we're going to rock with that merch. I'm pretty excited about it, actually. I'm going to start pushing that more. I think that...
Yeah.
I think that
can I push it every day. I probably use it a few times a day.
Yeah. I feel like you do. I feel like any, like, little thing that happens, like driving is an example. You're, like, for me... People get road rage. They get so mad. They scream and hitting the steering wheel, right? Like, someone, like, cuts me off, beeps at me, also, like, almost hits me. Like, I might give, like, hey, watch it, you know? It's not that deep. You don't need to go fight this guy. Tell him to pull over because he, like, fucked up on the road. We all fuck up on the road. It's not that deep. So that's kind of like... that's live like that. That's kind, and if you feel like you want to live like that or should live like that... rep the merch, get behind it. We're gonna be soon ASAP. So I definitely wanted to touch on that before going further into the pod here. Next thing on the list, Goggins. We can kind of dive into Goggins because David Goggins. You're a fan of Goggs, right?
Yeah, I like Goggins. I like the message he puts out there.
I do too, to an extent.
Yeah, he's hard. Well, he says stay hard. So
yeah, that's his thing, right? Stay hard.
Yeah, he's always, dude. He's always saying stay hard.
You hate Gary Vee though, but you like Goggs.
Gary Vee. He's different. Like Goggins. Like wait, this is I don't know enough about Gary Vee. Like I don't know what his life has been like to this point.
Yeah.
But like I read the Goggins book and like just listening to Goggins, like I feel like he's been through like the worst of the worst.
You've actually read the Goggins book.
Yeah, it's a good book. You should read it actually.
Maybe I will.
It gets repetitive over time. Like it's kind of the same thing, but like what he has been like what he talks about is like stuff like that like is just like insane. I was like, well, that's crazy that he's like been through that. Like
yeah.
But well, I don't know what Gary Vee's been through. I mean, if he's been through some stuff, like he preaches a good message. It's just he goes so over the top.
Yeah, but doesn't Goggins too?
Like, yeah, I guess. But I like Goggins.
So
maybe it's just the way he comes off about it.
Yeah, maybe it's just his delivery.
I put Goggins in my daily life sometimes. Like when like I shower, like I shower with cold water, and like I every time I go in the car, the cold water, I'm just like, Goggins would do this. Like I gotta power through.
I mean, that's good. That's good that you like have something like that. I actually like Gary Vee, and I probably watch Gary Vee more than Goggins, but I think both are a little extreme sometimes. Like Gary Vee's extra in the way he like talks and stuff, but it works because it gets people, like people often will make fun of him in like a comedic way, like they imitate his voice and stuff because he has such a distinct voice, and like Goggins too, like he's so extreme that it gets people talking about him more. I think with both I like the message, but I feel like they the way that they don't preach, Goggins in particular, like he was on Rogan and Joey Rogan.
I don't listen to the new one. I've only listened to the first two.
Yeah, definitely give a listen. But I just happened to watch the clip today where he was talking about vacations. So they get on and Joe's like, Goggins is like, do you do a podcast every day? And he was like, pretty much, like this week I have. He's like, I just got back from vacation though. I took a week off. And he's like, I love vacation, but I also feel lazy when I'm there. Like that I shouldn't be taking a vacation or whatever. But how like good it is for him because he takes a break. It's like a reset creatively. And then he goes back and he's just like a beast because he took that break and he feels re-energized. Goggins said he doesn't take vacations. He's like, I don't take them at all. I have many vacations throughout the day. Like, yeah. As an example, the shower is a mini vacation. And when I'm driving or when I'm eating, they're all mini vacations that he takes constantly. And which is good. I think like that's a good way to look at things so you're not feeling overwhelmed like throughout your day. But also, dude, I think that's a little much for me.
It's just a different way to look. Like, if you think like the average, like, person, like, how often can they just go on a vacation somewhere like tropical?
No, you can't. Like, not every family can do that.
Yeah, and like I think maybe if you, what he's saying is like definitely correct. Like, is like a little bit much, but like if you think like you go to work and you work like a hard, like you're a hard job and like you're around people and like,
yeah.
Stuff like if you look at your like lunch by yourself, like for those 45 minutes to an hour, like by yourself and just like
you are
happy with yourself and like don't think about work, like that's like a vacation. It's kind of like a win for yourself, you know?
Dude, you have to do that. You have to.
Yeah.
Like, the reason I wanted to even talk about Goggins because I'm going to tie it back into like my life. Like balance though, because like the way, why I thought Goggins was too extreme is because I think you need balance. Like the way Rogan like took a week off, like Joe Rogan's taking a week off because he's saying how like beneficial even it is to just take a reset week. Like even though you feel like, oh shit, am I getting behind this week? But when you get back, you're so re-energized and ready to go. Like you kind of need that balance. Like for Goggins, mm-hmm. I guess he doesn't take a week, but he tries to take like these little
intervals.
Yeah. In the day, which I do that. Like I'll always have, and if I don't, I feel it like throughout the week. Like, I try to like way in the summer, at least I'll try to go on like a drive for like an hour or just like a walk for an hour, just like jam tunes and just like kind of like check the scenery a little and just not think about anything. Just vibe, taking a break from like my life essentially. I feel like you need those little like mental health like things every day.
I'm on the walk grind.
You're a walker?
Yeah, and the cold showers I feel like are so good because I was just like, who wants to be under cold water like submerged, you know?
I don't. Do you?
Yeah, no, I don't either, but like it wakes me. It like gets me going, I think. Well, I know it does.
I'm not good with like ice baths. Like I don't go in ice baths.
Yeah, those are tough.
You find them like I guess a cold shower, like you think it's beneficial? Like you feel better?
In the mornings, I definitely feel better because like in the mornings, I'll wake up and just feel like kind of just out of it or like not that like I want to go do anything. Like today I was like, oh, I'm just going to, so like where I am right now in school, like I don't have to be, I don't have any classes until my exams on Wednesday, like next Wednesday.
Yeah.
On the 14th, the December 14th. Anyways, so I was like to myself today, like, I'm just going to sit at home and do nothing. Like, I have no reason to do anything today. Like, I have nothing on the schedule. And I just took a shower, cold shower. And like, I got out and was like, all right, I'm going to go to the library and like go talk to my teacher today about my grade and stuff. And like, I just like, after the shower, I was like, all right, like, I got to do this shit. Like, I can't like sit at home and just be a bum right now, you know?
Dude, showers are actually fire, man.
Yeah. I shower like at night too with like hot water, like really hot water, and like that like puts me to bed.
Do you have this like sense, like I take really long showers. Like sometimes like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes more. Like if I have endless hot water like at a hotel, I might be in the shower for 40 minutes. But do you have this sense of like you're truly just alone in there? Like you're just blocking out the world. Like there's nothing going on except you're just like, it's like a little like safe space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that sometimes. Usually like, at night, but in the morning, like I'm like thinking like what I got to do like going forward in the day. But at night, it's usually just like I'm just like vibing here, like by myself.
It's and
like,
dude, showering
at night with the light off and like a candle is like so nice.
Wait, candles? Hold on, I gotta rep the candles. Soda's candle for a sec.
Yeah, I usually put my Soda's candle on and like turn the lights off and it's good.
If you guys want to pick up a Soda Zero candle, the sale is on still because I haven't taken it down. Don't tell the non-podcast listeners. They don't get to, or tell them because honestly, whatever. But Soda's, it would help us if you told them.
Yeah, sold us candles.
Get a candle. But yeah, that's a vibe. Definitely at night. In the morning is not as much, but it's just like a shut, like I'm gonna shut the world out for a minute.
Yeah, it's good.
And I think those like little moments help you stay fresh and stay like energized in what you're doing, like with balance. Like why I wanted to, again, like the Goggins is because I wanted to tie it into how I balance like my pro hockey career with video creating and podcasting. Like the reason we haven't had a pod, I think we missed, I don't know how many weeks, but we technically just missed one episode because we were doing two a month. We only put out one last month. It was because I got caught up in the pro hockey schedule. We had this like bizarre travel schedule, and I only have like X amount of time per week to do video stuff, and podcasting falls in that category. So like, say I play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I can't do video stuff. Maybe I get like a half hour or I'll like clip something together or whatever. But
yeah,
I get Monday through either Wednesday or Thursday, typically, because either we're usually leaving for the road on Thursday, or if it's a home weekend, I get the 4 days. So I use like the full 4 days to make my video stuff, edits, filming, whatever I'm doing, potting. But I couldn't get much done because we went to Newfoundland and it was a week trip. It was supposed to be 5 days. We had some travel struggles. We were supposed to get out of there Sunday early morning, and they called. They're like, "Oh, we can't bring your bags on the, we can't fit them on the plane." So we get a night flight. It gets delayed. We miss our connector. We're stuck in Toronto for the night. So we're there like a full like 2 days extra, and I literally like barely had any time to do video stuff that week, which is a pain in the ass. So
yeah,
that's why the pod is where it's at. But as for like balancing the, because I'm gonna title this video the episode, balancing like the video with hockey, and we can kind of tie it into school as well, like for you, because also I used to do it while I was in college too. I think for me, like when I'm playing the pro hockey schedule, it's like so busy and so on the go, and then adding the video to it, like I have those 4 days that it's like I try to make sure I get one day each week to just do nothing and kind of reset, kind of like
yeah,
the Goggins of like, but a week, like the one day in the week where I'm resetting. Rather yeah, not take, I don't get to take vacations at this time, obviously.
No.
So the one day I think is important for me to like re-energize, and then like I can attack it again and be fresh and energized to do like video stuff and hockey on the start of the week. If you're curious, like the filming, like usually during season it gets tough. Like some weeks I can't, but it happens either, typically it's like Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. I'm like filming something, banging it out, and then I have to like, it goes in the vault and I start editing. And then I choose personally, and I want you to chime in on this too, how you feel about this, but like, I personally don't like doing it. Like I would never film a video, or not that I even have the time to, but I would never film a video on game day, like for hockey. Like if it, like you have to go to class on a game day, right?
Yeah.
Like how do you think that affects like your game?
No.
You don't think so?
Well, it used to be me. I think personally when I go, my classes are like in like the morning, like right midday, and I yeah, like think that it's good to just go out and do something like to get my brain going, and it's only 50 minutes, and like I'd rather use those 50 minutes and sit in class and like talk to people than like honestly like go walk around or something and just like feel tired or yeah, like
do you nap
something like yeah,
midday,
usually like 20-30 minutes.
Oh, really? I'm like 2 hours.
Yeah,
2 hours cool on game day. But I don't like it. Like when I used to have class, I would always play better on Saturday than I did Fridays in college, because I would have to go yeah, to class Friday, and it would just piss me off. It would like tire my mind out and I hated it. Or if I had to do like homework or something, or had a test.
Oh, I would never actually do like work. Yeah. I would just like go and like talk.
Like if you had a test. Sit there.
I would never do work. Like I feel like when I do work, like if I put in like a shift of like actually like studying hard and like doing a lot of work like that, that's like the most tiring for me. Like doing like a long, like if I did like 90 minutes straight of like a workout and then 90 minutes of school, like I think that 90 minutes of like straight school, like work would be more tiring to me just because like I feel like I get so locked into that. I get more locked into doing schoolwork than like any workout, I feel like, for some reason.
Than workouts?
Yeah, like I just am like so like dialed in on school because
damn,
I don't know what it is. Like, yeah, it was yesterday. No, 2 days ago, maybe. Yeah, 2 days ago, I was in the library and like, you know, the library here where it's like the third floor is like the quiet, like you just can't talk or anything, like no noise.
No,
I went up there and like put in like a 2.5 hour shift and like
it's a long shift.
Felt so nice after. Well, I was tired, but like I did so much work. I did a Goggins shift.
That's a long shift, bro. Quick side note about shifts because I'll forget it. It's a funny little joke. Kind of wasn't a joke, but it's a funny moment. You know Jerry York, like the BC, longtime BC hockey coach?
Yeah.
He's a college hockey, I guess, legend as a coach because he was there so long, so many championships. But my dad went to BC. So then he became a scout and would go to BC a lot. And so like he would talk to Jerry York a lot as like a scout to coach. And just like they became friends over the years. Like, so when my grandmother, my dad's mother, passed away, Jerry York comes to the funeral and we're all there and he's like saying hello, whatever. And he gets there like weirdly early and he just goes up to my dad and he's like, "Ah, Neil, how old was she?" And he's like, 83. He goes, "Ah, that's a good shift. That's a good shift." Just like referring to her life as a shift in hockey.
As a shift?
As a shift. It's a good shift, Neil. Guy just lives and breathes hockey.
Is he still the coach there or is he retired?
I think he retired like last year. I could be wrong.
Yeah, because he came here last year.
Yeah.
No, they came here last year and he didn't come. He was like sick.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't come on the trip, but he was still the coach.
Yeah, I think he might have retired. I'm not.
Yeah, he's older. Like he's an elder folk now.
Yeah, yeah, he's in his 70s at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
But back to your shift in library. One, yeah. I didn't know about that, about the third floor. I did not spend much time in the library as a student there. That's not a joke. I just didn't. There's no. I just didn't go there much. I guess if I ever did need to go somewhere, there was the athletic academic building there.
Yeah.
So I guess I would go there over the library.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Better.
The lights there are crazy though. Like
in the
I've been academic? There like twice maybe ever and like the lights in there are like
too bright.
You could film a good video in there.
No, you can. I filmed the first podcast I ever did. I filmed in there using the lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sick.
Some of those like classroom lights are quality too. Like you don't need the studio.
They're very quality.
For like would you a test, like if you had to do a test on game day, would that fuck you up a little?
Yeah, there's these two girls in my math class,
yeah,
that are like on the woman's team and like they've done tests on game days. I did for sure.
Yeah. 100%. We would do have a test and then have to go play on Friday. The girls usually play Saturday though. Sunday, right?
They're playing Friday Saturday now.
They are. Oh shit.
Yeah,
I think they
that's crazy to me because like if you do a test and you're like studying like in the week like a few days before too, like that's like a lot too to like think about you playing and the test
for sure.
That's like a lot.
It's a job. That would just be, like school's a full-time job as well, like, and obviously your sport is like a normal student has enough stress and anxiety about school. Like school's overwhelming for the normal student that's not an athlete.
Yeah.
So like you add the sport, like obviously I my perspective's always hockey because I played that and play that, but any sport, like you I always used to think about this, like you go practice, then you get home from the practice, you're like dehydrated, you're mentally like that affects you mentally, you're just drained, your body's sore, like it's hard to then like go get up and go do homework. or study for a test, yeah. type an essay out, you know, like it's difficult to do. And I used to like struggle with that, and but you have to find that like balance. And I added video on top of that. So when it's just like hockey school video, it's a lot. You have to find balance and have those Goggins shifts in the day where you're taking moments. Like mini vacations and resetting like midday. So then you can go attack that next like job, if you will, whether it be school or video. For me on game day, because I never like doing like a test. If I had to do a test on game day, it would fuck me up. A question people will ask too is like, do I find like that making videos or whatever is a distraction from hockey? And I say no, because I don't let it be, because when it's a game day, my full like mind and energy goes into the game, you know, like I just don't do video that day. And I think that's how maybe I can separate it. And but it's also why I'm not like as what's the word, like I can't make as many videos in season because of that, yeah. than I do when I'm out of season. But on the practice days, like I'm able to put like, I don't know, a lot of energy into making videos because I don't have a game to worry about. So I think that's how I balance that. Any questions, class? Any questions?
No.
Do you have anything you want to add into that?
Oh yeah. So this kind of has something to do with the games, but more of a Jerry York. Who's the most vocal coach you ever played against that like actually chirps the players like he's playing against?
Ooh.
Or like, do they just like? Is it like?
I can't remember. I don't
like,
know.
Does that happen still? Like, or does that just
sometimes
not really happen?
Yeah, sometimes it does. I've had like, it's not like a common like every game thing where a coach would be chirping the players. It's like if the coach is riled up and mad and emotional, like he might like chirp a player like that's by the bench.
Yeah,
I know. For a fact that it's happened to me, but I like don't know, I can't like place it where when it was. I think it's definitely more common like lower levels, but yeah. I've had it like in pro, like not every game, but it's like here and there. It's like where like I'll see the coach get mad, either team like get mad and like chirp at the players, and the other mm-hmm. coach be like, hey, like, you know, don't chirp my players, and they get a little like, you know, a little back and forth, a little banter.
Yeah,
good quality. Would you fight a coach?
No.
No.
No. Like, what's the point? Like,
no, it's stupid, right?
Yeah.
You ever,
it's not that deep.
You ever say it's not that deep? You ever see like a coach fight a ref, like in youth hockey?
I've seen videos on Instagram, but like come on. Well, dude, in the World Cup, they were like chasing the refs down the.
Oh, thing. Really?
It happened? On the tunnel, yeah.
In the highest level.
The highest level, the highest stage of
coaches,
football, soccer.
Coaches and players get mad at refs.
Yeah, like, and dude, nowadays, like, I don't even know if you can get mad at the refs because everything's digital. Like, it's just like a robot telling you. Like, they have VAR, yeah. like, replays for everything. Like, you're going to get the right call.
Well, I don't know if
you're... At the highest level.
Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to review like penalties though. Like you can at the highest
in hockey,
level
you can't yeah.
You can like you'll always not always, I guess there's that slight chance you won't, but like at the highest level, like say NHL and you need a goal reviewed, you'll almost always get that right.
Yeah.
My level though, like we had a game in Newfoundland, they scored an OT and I'm 98% sure because I was right next to the play that he hit it in with his hand, and
yeah,
the ref didn't see it. He was just like, oh, puck's in the net, and he's like, oh, goal. And they go to review it, the iPad broke and they couldn't review. Oh, like, so they're just like disgusted and they're like, yeah, goal, like, are you fucking... So my coach was like screaming at the ref. Like, that wouldn't happen at the higher levels.
No,
but that's something that you would get mad at a ref about for sure.
Yeah. But like I don't think it's worthy of a scrap.
No,
like,
it's never that deep where you see a physical.
The only like thing I could be like is if it was like a playoff series and like you're getting eliminated.
I saw a video of actually of a ref. It was like a state championship game, like U18. National championship game, U18. I want to say it's like NAL level, like some junior league level. I forget if it was like U18 or junior or whatever, but it's the finals. Team's down a goal. They go in for the face off, win it clean back. Wing comes in, helps, boom, gets it back to the D. D's goes, gets the puck, he starts to walk the line. The ref, whoosh, whoosh, back skates, power strides, whoosh, whoosh, buries the D, goes flying. He flips over the player. Other team grabs the puck, empty netter, blows the national championship game. It blows their chance of any comeback.
Tough luck.
And they got control of the puck. And you know how hard it is, like in those moments, how important it is and hard it is to get full control of the puck off a face-off, end of the game. You're down a goal. Yeah. Yeah. I would maybe fight the ref there.
Yeah. Same. Yeah,
that could be a moment where I'd...
Of high tension, high anger.
Yeah, there would be some anger there. while we're on the topic of hockey, and did you see the Pat Maroon, Jack Edwards little beef?
I did. Heard it.
What was your take on it before you even, like when you saw the clip before like Maroon responded or anything, what did you think of it? Did you think it was like mean? I mean, I guess it was, of course it was a little mean, but.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I don't really see the point of it.
So, no, there wasn't. But also, so do you think Maroon's being like soft about it? Did you see his Chicklets interview? Or do you think it's warranted? Like, so he pretty much said he was like pissed about it, and he was like steaming in the locker room after when he found out, and like he had to calm down or whatever. Like he's mad about it. Not happy.
Yeah, it's kind of just embarrassing. I don't know if I'd personally be mad, but like I'd be like kind of like, dude, what the fuck? You know, like why would you say that on live TV about like anyone?
Yeah, well, 10 years ago, I don't think anyone would have batted an eye.
Yeah.
But now, but I get like, if it's something you're insecure about, like it would piss me off. The reason I was kind of shocked, Maroon, like he can get mad, like he's fully warranted to like get mad if that like fucking pisses him off or whatever. But the reason I was surprised by it is because doesn't he kind of like promote himself as the big rig, like that he, you know, crushes beers, like kind of lives that lifestyle and then goes and wins Stanley Cups.
I have actually no idea what he looks like, really? What he does off the ice. And if he does, then like he was just making a friendly joke, then like.
Well, he definitely promotes her. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's just like the media that kind of promotes him as the big rig. But when he's won the cups, he's definitely like, you know, he's slamming beers. There's videos of him just, you know, being a clown, like being the big rig. So when I heard Jack Edwards say it, I was like, oh yeah, that's just like Maroon's thing. Like Maroon likes that, kind of like feeds into that. But apparently not.
Yeah.
I guess like I was wrong. Then I was like, oh, he's actually like upset about it. I guess he doesn't feed into that. Maybe that's just the public making that a thing and not him. Maybe it actually like pisses him off.
Yeah, I guess.
But you hate on Jack Edwards? Not a fan?
I don't even really know Jack Edwards until then. I didn't know who he was.
People hate on him. He's the Bruins commentator. So like I grew up listening to him. I find a lot of the stuff he says like to be funny. Because if you look at it in a, it's not that deep.
Yeah, does he make jokes a lot? Like, I just don't watch
kind of games. So yeah, I don't know. Funny because like he makes jokes, but he's like super extreme biased commentator for the Bruins. So like,
like
if someone's fighting, like the guy in the Bruins keep like be getting destroyed. He'd be like, oh, he is feeding him haymakers, like on the side of the Bruins. So it's kind of like comical to me. A lot of people that like obviously non-Bruins fans that are like really intense fans will get upset about him.
I guess I don't know enough about
Eddie. Maybe he said stupid things over the years too. I don't know. I don't get too caught up in it. But that is a hot topic right now, the Patty Maroon thing.
It is.
funny story about my game the other day. You know how like sometimes they'll have those like youth teams or I don't know, whatever age teams like on the bench in warmups?
Yeah.
So there was one in my game Sunday. We had a home game. Squeaky voices. So I think they on the thing they said there were 13. So they had squeaky voices and whatever. Like I go to the bench, I'm drinking water and warm-ups, like doing the line drill, you know, waiting. They're like, oh, like Patty. And then like one kid's like, Pat, what's your body count? In this like super squeaky voice, like, what's your body count? How many bodies do you have? And I'm like, just like skated away. I'm like, what? I was so thrown off by like the squeakiness of his voice asking that question. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, how old is that kid asking me that? Like, what? Did I even know what bodies were at that age? Like, I was so thrown off by it. Like, okay. Huh.
Just throwing bodies.
What if I answered just like a beauty? I'm like, fucking 4-digit club, pal. Yeah, maybe you'll get on my level someday. Hey?
You should be like up somewhere upwards of 100, less than 1,000.
Yeah, north of 100, south of 1,000. Somewhere in there. That was a good line, yeah. Huh? In that skit. But it was definitely made me a little like shook. I was like, wow. Every time I do a Q&A,
that's random.
Every time I do a Q&A, some people ask that. Like, I find it so weird that I never answer because it's like, dude, what? Why?
Yeah,
why do you want to know that? You know?
Yeah. Why do you want to know that?
I think it's. I mean, I guess in just like guys like culture, it's become such a, like when you're young too, like high school, college, it's like so important, like. Guy like with guys or some guys, not all of them, where it's just like a thing. Yeah. But like why would you ever ask that and think I would answer that in a Q&A video? What if I was like
that's
that?
Wild.
Like and I'll do it every Q&A I do also, people ask how big my piece is.
Really?
Yeah, like how many inches? Like how big is your dick? Like, wow. I gotta start just answering and just being like, oh, it's a fucking rope, man. Like 17, 18 inches.
Like, yeah.
Things fucking
get
hanging.
All serious and say that.
Yeah. Things hanging by my ankles, man. it's just they're weird questions.
Definitely.
What's going on in the college world? Anything weird up there?
You know, main day, they may not have it. They might, like, make classes a thing on main day.
Wait, what? Why?
Because of all the wild stuff that encounters.
What? That's terrible.
Yeah, like...
They're going to cancel it's been, main day?
Yeah, I guess. Put some classes on it.
Well, I guess it's not going to be canceled, really. People are just going to...
Yeah, people aren't just going to just not go to class, but, like...
Yeah. That sucks. You
know, last year, they were giving out fines to people that were, like, caught on camera, like...
Doing what?
And like, yeah, like the place that where we live. They were taking. They were like, they had like photos. Like people would post on Instagram, and like the like management group would like see you in a photo like outside of like one of the buildings, and like would charge $200 to your account. Like several people got it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's dumb.
So that's what else?
Dude, something one time else. I got.
Dude, oh, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, go on. I'll hold mine.
Over Thanksgiving break, yeah. I ate yogurt that was 2 months old.
What happened?
I don't even, like, I was, my stomach hurt. That's but really about it. Like, my stomach was hurting. Like, I was going through it for, like, a good night. But other than that.
The big Hungarian kid that I played with at UMaine, Hern Daddy.
Yeah.
He one time, like, came in the locker room. I don't even know where this was, but he was just like, guys, I could not believe it. I drank milk in my fridge. It was expired 1 month, and I drank it, and it tasted fine. It was great. It is a hoax. I don't think it's a hoax, man. I think there's a date on there for a reason. You were really pushing the limits by using milk.
Was he sick?
I don't think he got sick. And he was just like he was hyped. Like it tasted okay. He didn't get sick. And he was just like, it is fine. Drink expired milk. You will be okay. We're all like, I think I'll just get a new card. I think I'm good.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you, though, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was an interesting guy. He was funny. Good guy. Back to the, like, your place of living, giving out fines. When I used to, the place I used to live at, the res poo. When I was walking by the res poo, actually. When I was walking out before a night out, and my then girlfriend was 20 still. And I was 21. And she had an open container. Just daffy. Just a daffy little thing she was. She's a daffy one. And she's coming with the open can. And I see the security guy, like, walking towards us. And I know, like, if you get, like, they're like pricks if you're underage and you get caught with a can. Even though, like, if you're of age, it's fine because you're, like, near your place. You're, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But you're, so I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, put it down. She's daffy. Like I said, you're a daffy little thing. You know? She's just flopping it around. Doesn't care. I'm like, put it down. I'm like, fucking A. So I, like, grab it, like, last second as he's, like, approaching us. And I, like, block it, grab it, and, like, threw it on the ground. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, fuck. He's like, why'd you throw that on the ground? I'm like, okay, he thinks I had it. So he's like, I'm like, oh, like, I was done with it. He's like, let me see your ID. I'm like, I show him my ID. I'm 21. I was good. But I snuck out of that one. Like,
yeah, you little sneak.
But that reminded me. I was sneaky like that, dude. I'm a shifty little guy.
Yeah, you're agile.
Yeah, I'm shifty with it. I was reminded too of homeless. Did I tell the homeless guy story on this pod?
Where I don't think so. You just said a homeless guy might be rocking her shirt.
But that's why it reminded me of it. Like, I had an altercation with a homeless.
No, you haven't. I don't think you have.
I got out of my car. My girlfriend was here, and there's just, like, freaky guy walking down the road, and he has got this big beard, and he had, like, I don't know if it was, like, foam in his beard or, like, from his spit. Like, really gross looking in his beard. He comes, like, approaching me with this, like, I don't know if it was, like, a dollar or something. He's like, hi, I have this manufactured, like, dollar bill. And I'm like, I'm good. Thank you, man. Like, oh, thanks. Like, I'm okay. And, like, try to keep walking. Because, like, he had foam on his beard. I'm like, I don't want to catch, like, fucking rabies from this guy. You know? Like, I don't know what's going on in his face. And as I'm walking up with my girlfriend to the road, he goes, fat pig. Like, so I turn, I'm like, what? He's like, at first I thought he was, like, talking about my girlfriend, and I was gonna go smack the shit out of this, like, homeless man. I was like, what? And he's like, you're a fat pig. I'm like, me? He's like, yep, you're a fat pig. I'm like, all right. Like, calling me fat, okay, dude. Like, good luck with your life, man. He's like sped walked away. He called me a fat pig.
Like, that's wild. Fuck, man.
It was a weird altercation. I'm like, all right. Like, fuck. I should lay off the donuts. Should lay off the after practice.
Yeah, I guess cookies, so.
Looking a little swollen in my glutes. Maybe he was checking out my ass and it looked fat.
He's like, yo. That's crazy, man. Just because you said you didn't want his dollar?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm good, thank you, man. Like, and he got all upset at me and called me a fat pig. He was definitely on some shit. For sure.
That's tough.
For sure on some shit.
That's sad.
Yeah. Dude, that's city life. This is two, like, things in the... Because, like, Portland's not, like, a... It's not, like, a big city like Boston. So, yeah. Like...
It's not a booming metropolis.
Yeah, you kind of, like, forget. Like, it is still a city. Like... So, like, I live in, like, a neighborhood off to the side of the city. It's like you'll get your package stolen off your porch, and you might have a homeless man calling you a fat pig.
That's so tough.
It's city living, man. It's kind of funny. What's the closest city to where you're from? Not, I know, like,
Detroit. You
know, Bangor is the closest to where you're at now, but Detroit's the closest.
Probably. Yeah, but in Canada, it'd be, like, London. Or I guess London is, like, kind of the biggest one. Like, Arrow, and it would be Toronto, which is, like, 2.5.
Yeah, for me. Toronto's cool. But you're Sarnia, right?
Yeah.
And it's right on the border, is it?
Yeah, it's right on the border with Michigan.
Dude, it's actually crazy.
Not Detroit.
It's Port Huron.
Detroit's like 45 from me. Yeah, Port Huron.
Yeah, I've been there. Dude, I forgot about that, actually. When I was younger.
Silver Stick?
Yeah. I was looking at the map recently. And I was like, because I remember seeing the border, and my brother was like, oh, over like the water there is Canada. And I was like, well, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in Port Huron. It's weird because it like dips down. And it's like America, and then it like dips in. It's like Canada for a bit, and then it goes back up.
Yeah.
The Great Lakes. What's the one?
The Great Lakes.
What's the one right there?
Lake Huron.
Huron. That makes sense. Port Huron.
Yep.
Yeah. Portland.
There's Lake Michigan. There's Lake Michigan too. It's on the other side.
Yeah, I've seen there. That's your beach, right? Like you go to the beach, you go to the lake.
Yeah, there's a beach like right behind my house.
You live on the beach?
I don't, like, my house isn't on the beach, but, like, on the other side of the road is the beach.
Would you rather live, like, lake house, beach house, or would you rather live in, like, a busy city?
Probably the lake, but, like, I think to get the lake house, you have to be in a big city to, like, make your money. Like, I don't know, like, the people that, like, live on the lake are, like, people that, like, either have successful companies that, like, take over, like, land, like, the county I live in, or, like...
Yeah.
Are people that are like doctors, stuff like that. But like, if you're just like an app, like
you have the choice,
you work at a bank, you work like in banking, like you can't work in where I work. You can't live where I live unless you're like the one or two good people that like, or well, there's more than one or two, but like there's probably a handful, couple people that like are really like make a lot of money that like manage a lot of the people in Sarnia, like financially, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That make a lot of their money like that. Yeah. But like teachers, like I don't know too many teachers that could,
no,
possibly afford to live, but I guess if you're like married to a another teacher, like two teachers could probably afford to live on
teachers
the water.
Teachers don't get paid very much.
No, they do in Canada. They do? In Canada get paid very well.
Nice.
Yeah, very well. That I know of. I know they recently went on strike, but like,
did they?
We don't really need to talk about that. I don't know anything about that.
Did you see I posted that clip where I was talking about how the teacher told me I wouldn't be playing hockey in 10 years?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Did we talk about the comments? I don't think so.
Oh, the comments on the video?
Yeah. I posted the clip like this past week. I was a sophomore in high school at this point, so I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
In this study hall. So I had a couple friends in there. We would just talk and shoot the shit and like be loud. Mm-hmm. But you have to have silent study hall. The teacher wants you to be silent. So she would like yell at us that we're talking sometimes. She'd get mad. And she's like, you guys are fucking doofuses. She's like, where do you think you're going to be in 10 years? And I was like, I'll probably be playing hockey. Yeah. She's like, let me let you in on something. You're not going to be playing hockey in 10 years. Okay. Focus up and like be realistic or something like this. Like yelling at me.
Yeah.
So I'm now saying the story right now. How many years ago was that?
10.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Miss O. Fucking. I don't care what level. I don't care if I'm in the minors. I'm still fucking getting paid to play hockey. 10 years after you fucking said that to me, you stupid fuck. And there was one guy. He's like, he wasn't comprehending it. He's like, or he's just a troll, like, and was trying to pretend he didn't. But he's like, you still haven't learned your lesson. I'm like, no, man. Like, there are people who view that clip and think that I'm in the wrong for saying that, like, the teacher shouldn't tell a kid that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I was like, I don't know. I think. From my experience, the teacher should always encourage the kid to follow his dream and try.
Yep.
And
yep.
But there are people in the comments who don't view the world like that.
No.
So
it's wild.
Which I expected, and I kind of enjoyed. I replied a few times, kind of just like getting the engagement.
I'm about to go look at that. I haven't been active.
I got the engagement up on the post. It's intentional. Sometimes I banter with it to get the comment section going a little. Strategic.
Yeah, that's fair.
But they don't know. They just think they're like getting under my skin. My skin cannot get under.
Yeah,
you can't get
really
under.
It's not that deep.
Yeah. It's not. It's never that deep.
Your skin is that deep.
Yeah, it is. It's thick. My skin is thick.
You've been here before.
You could. Jack Edwards could say whatever he wants about me, and I wouldn't care. I was going to say about the city that would you live in like a busy city like New York?
Yeah, I probably would for a little bit. I wouldn't be able to do it. Should we do it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of want to. I have a couple friends in New York City. And I was like thinking about doing it in the summer.
Yeah, it's expensive though.
Find a cheaper spot, maybe on the outskirts, and you just train in every day.
Yeah. Like Brooklyn.
Yeah, maybe somewhere safe.
Well, I mean, it's New York. The thing is, it's New York. Like, everything's like, what? Is it really going to be that safe everywhere you go?
No,
like,
it's just too populated. But I had a lot of fun there in the summer.
Yeah, I've only been there once.
I was there for like a long weekend there. Dude, it's a fun time. Like, I would do it. I would want to experience that. I wouldn't want to be like a permanent thing, but like, I would do it for like a few years if I had that opportunity, or just like for 2 months in the summer, like go live in New York. Like, that'd be fun. It'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. I would be open to it if I somehow could get some fucking.
Yeah, we go work fucking like a hockey camp or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Get like I actually have a connect there that is like a hockey coach. I'm wondering if he could hook us up with like skills job. Like, we could be like two coaches on a skills job. Yeah. While we're living there.
And creating.
Yeah, and then create, obviously. Because there's connects. Like, I have my friend, the dude I do the videos with, Brendan, lives there. And then I've wanted to collab since I've met him. I did the weekend there with the kid Nikki Cass. And I've wanted to collab with him since, but I like, we just didn't have time to there, so I didn't ask him. But like, he lives in that area. He does. Yeah. Have you seen him? He does like the Italian, like
Dad. Thing. I think I sent you his video and you said something about him.
He's like small, little short kid.
Yeah.
He's funny though. He does a lot of, he's got his niche. Like, the Italian thing is his niche. It works. Which I guess like the hockey douchebag works is my niche. Like the, like the character bit. Do you like niches?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. If you got something, you might as well roll with it.
I kind of don't like it, but also it works. Like, it continues to work. So it's like, fuck, you might as well just drain it like as much as you can, right? Like, I could easily like, I come up with these video ideas. Like, I was doing this today actually, and it's kind of aggravating because I'm like, fuck, I don't want to just do the same like character all the time. And I'm like, fuck, if it works, like, people are kind of just, people like seeing the same character. Like, people like niches. Like, the viewer likes it. And it's like
Gatorade.
This guy Justin Lupo, he's like funny on TikTok and Instagram. He does the frat guy character, and essentially people go to him just to see his frat guy character in different scenarios of life. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially like, people kind of want to see that with my hockey character. Like, they're like, oh, like, let's see a hockey player in different scenarios in life. It's funny. Like, I was coming up with a video idea today, like a dad, the way a dad gives his daughter the talk. Like, so it'd be like a POV, like, I'm giving my daughter a talk about like sex and whatnot and like guys, versus like a dad giving his son a talk. But I'm like, fuck, my audience would think it'd be, and it'd probably be a funnier video, and my audience would definitely respond better to it if I did like hockey dad, or like ex-hockey player gives his daughter a talk, where I'm talking like, like, so the fucking guys are looking at you, like, and I'm just doing that character versus a normal dad character. It would respond better to my audience. You'd agree?
I know what you mean. Yeah, for sure.
And it's just, it's kind of like, it kind of makes me mad, but also it's like, fuck it. Like, if it works, like, I might as well push it. And then if I get a bigger audience, then I can expand more with different characters. But if it's working, I might as well just keep pushing that hockey character. I do enjoy doing it. I think it's a funny, like, stereotype character.
Yeah, it is good. It's good shit.
Yeah, it's good being. I mean, obviously, you're good at it too. We did a couple of videos being the hockey douches, but
yeah.
Yeah. Anywho,
we got a new one coming out.
I'd say that's a good appy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did some good yapping.
I'd say so. Some good yipping.
Some good yipping and yapping. Some good mindset talk, which is always good for the viewers.
It's always good.
Comment below what, if you're listening this far in, what you would want us to talk about or, you know, like discuss, like we did today, like balancing like hockey with school or like video stuff, like comment below what you would want to hear us talk about and we can touch on that. Other than that, oh, buy the merch, scoop it up, we appreciate it. Yep. And other than that, I'd say that's another episode number 8. Yeah. Any last remarks?
Be safe out there. Good holidays. Good holidays coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just remember, it's not that deep. No, we don't need any holiday beef throughout the family, yeah. You know?
No beef in Santa Claus this year. It's not that
just
deep.
Just respect each other. Just respect each other. And if you are getting disrespected, just realize, like, it's probably not that deep. And it's just good jokes.
It's probably.
Well, if it was from us, it is.
Yeah.
Some people.
Yeah, good stuff. That's our message again. It's not that deep.